Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Dayspring Christian High School in beautiful Greeley, Colorado, it is the Thursday game of the week here on Preps Radio. I'm Clark Johnson. Bruce Dick will be along with me first or second inning or so. And we'll have a good game for you today. 1A baseball as Dayspring Christian takes on the Wiggins Tigers. Dayspring Christian, that's Mark Welsh and company. Seventh year for Mark Welsh. Second time he's been with the team. He was with the team, I think, from 95 to 05. 10 years here, then took about 10 years off. Came back in 2015 as his son Nathan had the club for a couple of years in there. And then Mark came back and jumped in and got it. So longtime coach here at Dayspring Christian. Team that went to the quarterfinals of the playoffs last year, lost to Marino. And we'll see what happens this year for Dayspring. 10-4 this year, off to a great start. We talked to Mark Welsh on Clark and the coach today. Pardon the noise, too. Really windy out here at Dayspring. So we're going to see what we get today on pop flies and fly balls. But we talked to Coach Welsh today, and he said, you know what? He'd rather not be ranked. He'd rather just sneak up on teams. Not the case anymore. You're 10-4. You're number four in the 1A ranks. Everybody out there knows who you are. So everybody's going to come give you their number one, usually. And I think that's what we'll get today with Wiggins coming in here. Dayspring's 1-8 out of 9, so they're rolling along. They'll have right-hander Tyler Sugden going today. This kid is terrific, fine young man, too. Actually came up and thanked me before the game here. Been doing this 17 years. You don't get kids that come up very often and say, hey, thanks for coming out and supporting us on radio and everything. We've had Tyler on the program a couple of times. But, yeah, he'll be on the mound today. So 4-2 on the year, 2.37 ERA. We'll see what he gets here today out at Dayspring Christian Academy. For Wiggins, they come out here, and Gabe Gonzalez, first-year head coach out here, takes the program over at Wiggins. This is a team that lost to Buena Vista in the regional final last year, third place in that Lower Platte Conference. So we'll see what they have. 6-6, 4-3 in the Lower Platte. They've lost three of their last four games, so they're trying to figure things out as well. They will go with junior Taryn Yazagiri today on the mound to face off against the Dayspring Christian Eagles. All right, this is the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at ProactiveColorado.com. 1A baseball today, Wiggins, Dayspring Christian out here in Greeley. It's a sunny day, but it is wind-blown. We'll find out what we get when we kick this one off. The 3:30 J9 Agency's opening pitch, now just about 25 minutes away. We'll come back in a moment, continue more with the Proactive Physical Therapy Sports Medicine pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a deeper look at the two teams and maybe some players that we want to talk about a bit. When we come back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Air Solutions, when it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Too hot, too cold, what you gonna do? Call Air Solutions, we're here for you. Trusted, dependable, always unbeatable. Call 356-7072.
Green HVAC Repair.com.
Air Solutions. When it comes to comfort, we are the solution. Air Solutions.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2222. 47. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
There's a lot to be said for taking a mental break. The best place to do so is on the patio at Syntax Distillery in Greeley, enjoying a signature cocktail with the sun on your face and a fresh plate of new food items on your table is sure to cure any mental fatigue. Syntax is different. They have cocktail options that include ingredients that they grow themselves during the summer months. Take that mental break at Syntax Distillery, 706th Street in downtown Greeley.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court, roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Day Spring Christian High School today on a windy Thursday here in Greeley. And we get set in our Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Let's talk a little bit more in depth about these teams. The Eagles, number four in the state in the 1A ranks, averaging 10 runs a game. They're hitting .377, 30 extra base hits on the year. Haven't gone deep yet, and the wind blowing in today. I don't think anybody's going deep out here today. 27 doubles, 3 triples make up the 30 extra base hits. On defense, giving up 5 runs a game, 4.26 earned run average for the pitchers, 25 errors in 14 games. I think Mark Welsh will take that, about an error and a half a ball game. 0-1 against Wiggins all time, 2019. Just a little bit to the perfect. Yeah, we're trying to be able to see the pitcher and the catcher here today, so thank you for that. People out here at Day Spring Christian are the nicest people in the world, too, so. A lot of people just set up shop right in front of us sometimes. We can't see. So she was nice enough to move to the left a bit. Eagles have won 8 of the last 9 games on the schedule. Only loss in the stretch to Lions, a 4-2 game. But we'll get Tyler Sugden today. We're talking about Tyler Sugden on the mound. Look what he's done at the plate so far this year. Sugden leading the club in 4 different offensive categories. He's hitting .609. 29 runs scored. That's number 2 in the state individually. So big stuff for Tyler Sugden, 28 hits to lead the club and 6 doubles, also a number one spot on the Dayspring squad. Other guys you want to look at, of course, on the club, Logan Van Attiking, the freshman, came off the mound the other day. He's got 20 runs batted in to lead the club. I mean, Logan is having a great season. He's a freshman. You look at the Dayspring Christian Eagles team, the entire infield, third base, shortstop, second base, first base, all freshman. You get a senior Toby Howell behind the plate and a senior Tyler Sugden on the hill today, and then a senior sophomore and freshman in the outfield. But no doubt Mark Welsh has a very young baseball team here at Dayspring Christian, and they're 10-4 on the year. For the Wiggins Tigers, they come into this one, as we said, 6-6. They've lost 3 of their last 4. Wow, look at the schedule for the Tigers. Wiggins had 9 days off before today's game against DCA. Then after today's game, they have 7 more days up. Who made these schedules? 16 days, or 17 days. They play just one of those 17 days. They'll get Sedgwick County on the 29th as their next game. That's a doubleheader at Sedgwick. So Wiggins comes in. They're trying to get it going. They split with Ray 9 days ago at home, winning 8-5, losing 17-7. We'll find out. Last year, a 12-6 team lost to Buena Vista in the regional final. It's Day Spring Christian and Wiggins today. When we come back, we'll take a look around the rest of Northern Colorado, from the Mile High to the Front Range League. We'll do that when we come back on the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show, about 15 minutes or so away from our opening pitch, our J9 agency's opening pitch. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Husky Athletics.
For better than 40 years, Amco of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on Amco of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs, and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's Amco of Loveland.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway floor to ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back out here, Dayspring Christian High School today in Greeley. We'll continue now with our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. Regardless of your age or athletic ability, perform at your peak with Proactive. More online at proactivecolorado.com. Look around the rest of Northern Colorado, the five major leagues that we look at. Mile High, the one we're looking at today besides our game. Number four in the 2A class. Remember, this is a 1A, 2A conference. The Highland Huskies, Keith Juarez's team, 9-1 on the season. They traveled to Clear Creek today, who's 5-4 on the season. Patriot League, four games on the schedule today. Number one, Eaton. Second half of their home-and-home against the Sterling Tigers. Reds in walk-off fashion won on Tuesday, 9-8. We had it for you on Preps Radio here. So they'll try to go out and get the sweep. You'll probably get Mitch Haythorn for the Reds today and Noah Soper for the Sterling Tigers. That's a big one. Another big one in the Patriot League. Brush and University complete their second half of the home-and-home. This one's at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. University went out to Brush, beat them 4-2 on Tuesday. They'll try to get the sweep today. University's 12-2. The only two losses for the Dogs this year against 4A Severance and 5A Loveland. Brush is 7-6 on the year, but should be a factor down the stretch. Platte Valley and Res Christian play today also in Loveland. Res at home, the number 12 team in the state. They're 5-5. Platte Valley 1-10-1. The Valley Vikings 3-11 visit Strasburg today. They are 4-9. Longs Peak Conference, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Middle of three games in 3 days for the Riders. They lost yesterday to Fort Morgan, 17-8. They lost to Fort Morgan, 17-8. Then yesterday, in a non-conference game, the Academy. They come back today and play at Fort Morgan. So trying to split with Fort Morgan in the home and home with that non-conference win against the Academy kind of sandwiched in between there. Mountain View goes to Riverdale Ridge today. Riverdale Ridge is the number 10 team in the state, but Mountain View upset them on Tuesday. So Riverdale Ridge will try to even that series up at one apiece today at home against the Mountain Lions. Berthoud is 5-7. They visit number 13, Thompson Valley. Thompson Valley won that opener on Tuesday, 8-2. Niwot, who upset Northridge on Tuesday, will face off at Darrel Kyle Field today in Greeley against Jared Cronquist and the Northridge Grizzlies. So look for comeback time from Northridge today. And Frederick visits Severance. Severance went to Frederick, who's 4-9. Severance is an 8-5 ball club, and Severance shut him out on Tuesday, so they'll come back to their home park today and try to complete the sweep in that one. NCAA Conference, that's where Windsor resides, of course. Greeley West, 4-9 on the year. They visit Windsor today, number 5 team in the state. Longmont goes to Greeley Central. Meade is at Centaurus. Erie goes to Silver Creek, and Holy Family is at Skyline. FRL today, Legacy, the number 1 team in the state, coming off the 16-2 win over Rocky Mountain. They will be at Fairview today. Monarch goes to Rocky Mountain, so the Scott Bullock's Lobo is going to try to bounce back at 4 o'clock today. Horizon, the 12 team, they visit Fort Collins and Mark Wagner's club. Fort Collins 8-5 on the year. Loveland, the 13 team in the state, they go to Broomfield. Boulder is at Fossil Ridge, and Pooter travels to Mountain Range today. Those are all the games for your local teams out here in Northern Colorado. We'll come back on the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show, get to our starting lineups in a moment. Here's the anthem. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Spring cleanup weekend for Greeley residents is almost here. Clean up the basement, garage, the yard, and on April 29th and 30th, bring everything to one of the three drop sites designated for household hazardous waste, yard waste, and other debris. Proof of Greeley residency is required upon drop-off. Visit greeleygov.com or call 970-350-9336 for fees and details. It's the Greeley Spring Cleanup, April 29th and 30th.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon in Fort Collins is Northern Colorado's home for live music. FOCO's biggest music venue brings you live bands every Friday and Saturday night.
The Sundance also offers country dance lessons, off-track horse and greyhound wagering, and features a mouth-watering menu that will have your taste buds dancing too. Northern Colorado's home for live music and good times is the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins, 970-484-1600.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has 4 locations in 3 states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
ALO Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to alofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
Let's move along. Third inning out here at Dayspring Christian High School on a windy, warm day in Greeley. 1-0 Dayspring Christian. Well-played game so far for the Tigers. In the third inning, they'll go with their 9-1-2. Truett free off. Then back to the top of the order with Brody Fry and Toribio Gomez to face off here against Tyler Sugden. A couple of hits for Wiggins in the first, but then Tyler set him down. 1-2-3 in the second inning, including striking out the first two. Ground ball into the hole at short. Tough play. Backhanded by Van Eideking. Long throw. That's an infield single. Gets past the first baseman, but I don't think he's going anywhere. He won't. Infield single into the hole at short for Freehoff. Third hit for Wiggins, and they've got the leadoff man aboard here in the top of the third inning. If the numbers are right for Wiggins, 56 stolen bases over 12 games. So just under 5 a game. Free off over at first. Brody Fry, who singled to open things up, checks in now back at the top of the order. And the pitch from Sugden's down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Tyler's been ahead of hitters from the start here. We'll see what he can do. 3 strikeouts in the ballgame. Came in 38 in the third innings, 49 Ks. All right, Fry waits, the left-hander. Here's a fake over to first base, and boy, had the runner at first free off kind of running for his life there. Tyler did not throw over, and free off got back, of course, on his belly. Ground ball up along first will bounce foul. Boy, that's one of those. I think first baseman Gage Davis thought he had a play there, and all of a sudden the ball hits a big chunk of turf and takes a right-hand turn into foul grounds. All right, so Brody Fry will come back up to the plate here. Toribio Gomez is out on deck here for the Wiggins Tigers, who have lost 3 of 4. Trying to correct that and get back on the winning streak here today. That's in for a strike. So strike 2 here to Brody Fry. Brody Fry came in hitting 400. 5 doubles leads the club. 8 runs driven in. Fastball up. Fry laid off of it. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here. So 2-2, top of the third inning out here at Dayspring Christian High School. 1-0, Eagles own the lead. A Peyton Coleman run scoring single following a Toby Howell base hit in the first. Here's a ground ball, base hit right back up the middle. Levi Van Eideking going to come up with it, holding the runner to second. In fact, they throw behind the runner, and he's back to the bag. So back-to-back singles here. In the third inning for Wiggins, 2 on, nobody out here against Sugden. And Toribio Gomez will come to the plate. Gomez aboard on a fielder's choice, his first time up. So the traffic for Sugden in the first inning came with 1 out. Here it comes with nobody out in the third. And we'll see if the senior can find a way to wiggle out of it. Looking for his 5th win of the year against 2 defeats. Tyler Sugden deals here. Off-speed pitch and way out in front of it is Toribio Gomez. Gomez looking fastball, and all he could do was up on that front foot flail at the baseball that time. Grayson Johnson out on deck. He started things off in the third inning. His first at bat, I should say, with a base hit. Now Sugden off the rubber with a little bluff towards second base and no throw. Two on, nobody out. Wiggins here in the third. Four hits off Sugden, but he's not yielded the run. That pitch is a fastball up. So it's a ball and a strike here. Multi-sport athlete. Sugden is a student at Frontier Academy, but he plays football at DCA and baseball at DCA. Tyler set to go again at the belt. Looks back at second base now. Deals Gomez, and the pitch is bunted. Coming over to try to make a play on the almost diving out is Toby Howell. The catcher couldn't get to it. And it drops in foul ground, so it'll be a ball and two strikes now to the number two hitter in Toribio Gomez. Gomez came in hitting .419, so that puts him second or third on the club, depending on if you're looking at at-bats, too. Sugden at the belt comes back to the plate. Pitch fouled away, a off-speed pitch that stayed up, and Gomez tried to take a hack at it and fouls it back out of play. So it's a ball and two strikes. Nobody out, top of the third inning. 1-0 Dayspring Christian, but the Wiggins Tigers with two on and nobody out. Back to the plate. That pitch bounced up there, so it's a ball and two strikes now. Nice job back behind the dish that time by Toby Howell, the senior catcher, just to keep it in front of him. Eagles Saturday will go to Rocky Mountain Lutheran. That's a 1 p.m. game. That's next on the list of travels. That one bounced up there again, and again Howell blocks it like a National Hockey League goaltender. So three balls and two strikes, full count. Sugden needs this one here. Two on with nobody out. Now tired of waiting is Gomez, and he backs out. All right, set to go again. Sugden out of the stretch. Checks his runners, comes back, and that one waved at and missed, and he swung at ball four. That was up at his eyes, and Gomez helps him out by striking out. So one gone here in the third inning. Still two on, and Grayson Johnson, the right-handed catcher, will come to the plate here for the Tigers. Gabe Gonzalez, the coach here in his first year, that pitch in and over for a strike. Set to go again, no balls and a strike. Sugden at the belt, looks at his runners at first and second. Tyler comes back, and that one fouled off, so he's got Johnson in a hole right now. No balls and two strikes. Johnson a base hit in the first. Came in hitting .361, four doubles, and four runs driven. Now I take that back for Johnson, eight runs driven in. Now throw back to second base. It gets by the shortstop, Van Eideking, and this is going to be an error, and they move everybody up 90 feet. So you try the pickoff at second base. It doesn't work. You've got second and third now and one away, and Grayson Johnson with a big chance to give his club the lead with a base hit right here. Johnson set to jump in. Taryn Yazagiri out on deck here for Wiggins. Here's the look in the pitch by Sugden. Lifted straight up in the air, shallow center field. Coming in is Van Eideking. Looking up right now. Levi, is he going to get there? No, it'll fall in front of him. There's the wind at its best again, and everybody moves up, and it's an even game, 1-1. Sitting down right now, Bruce Dick with me. Bruce, how are you?
Well, I'm good. Once I got here and found out how to get exactly into the field, I've arrived.
You have. So here it is, third inning.
I've been listening, and I can see what you're talking about with this wind playing just a little havoc on some fly balls.
Yeah, fourth either pop-up or fly ball today that's been trouble already. And here is Taryn Yazagiri now. The pitcher will try to help himself, and that one's hit the left field. Starting back is Rollins. Now he comes up a couple of steps, tagging from third. Here's the throw on a hop, going to be cut off, and Wiggins owns a 2-1 lead on that sack fly. So Yazagiri with the RBI. In to score here is Fruoff. Johnson's going to stay at first base. 2-1 Wiggins in the ballgame now. And Ryder Bessler, the left fielder, will come to the plate.
One game in 17 days. Never heard about that in high school baseball.
Never heard about that in any sport. Here's the pitch. That's up.
Especially at the end of April.
No
going
kidding.
Into May quickly.
All right. Ball and no strikes here to Ryder Bessler. Struck out his first time. Sugden comes back. That's there for a strike. And it's 1-1. Three hits in the inning, five singles so far for the Tigers, and it has put two runs on the board for them. 2-1 Wiggins here in the third. Pitch ground ball slowly hit down to third base. That's Peyton Coleman, the freshman, across to first. It is in time for the out, and that'll do it for Wiggins in the third. But the Tigers pick up two runs on three hits. We'll go to the bottom of the third here at DCA. It is 2-1 Wiggins in front of Dayspring Christian. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's go. Bottom of the third inning out here, Dayspring Christian High School. It is the Thursday game of the week here on Preps Radio. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Alliance Irrigation, dial them up, man. They'll help you with all of your irrigation needs. Teaching go today?
Teaching went well. Had a middle school young guy. It keeps getting better every week. So
that's what you like as a coach.
That's what you want to see, just as some improvement.
Well, for the Eagles, down 2-1 here in the bottom of the third inning, 3-4-5. Toby Howell, Peyton Coleman, and the Jeremiah Garza, I should say. A senior and then two freshmen. Eight freshmen on the roster, five in the starting lineup today for Mark Welsh's team. And here is the ace for Wiggins, Taryn Yazagiri deals, and it's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Howell, a double and a run scored in the first. Toby waits from Yazagiri. Wind blowing in, kind of circular motion now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He tried to golf that one about 400 feet.
And both pitchers have done a nice job of throwing strikes.
They have. Quick game. Well-played game so far. I mean, we've had how many? We've had five. We've had nine hits in the game, but it's been clean. One walk so far. Here's the look in the pitch. Fouled against the screen right there. And it remains no balls and two strikes to Toby Howell.
Boy, don't you just love this? Both schools have quite a few fans
here today.
Wiggins did a great job of traveling into Greeley, and a nice crowd here.
Yazagiri set to go again. Taryn comes back, and the two-strike pitch is a ground ball into the hole and through into left field for a base hit. The diving shortstop, Brady Fry, the senior, couldn't get his glove on it. So Howell's two for two. Toby leads off the third here with a base hit for the Eagles, and Peyton Coleman coming up. Dayspring trying to win for the 11th time this year. 10-4, 5-2 in the Mile High. Number four team in the 1A poll. Coleman, a RBI single in the first inning. We'll jump back up now and try to go to work here. Yazagiri at the belt comes to the plate, and a pitch, swing and a miss. He might have got a tip on it. Throw down to first, and diving back into the bag is Toby Howell. I didn't see if they got a courtesy runner for Howell or not. It looks like
yes,
they did.
Yes, they did.
Okay, and that is Connor Chance, who is a senior down there at first base. Yazagiri deals. That pitch roped. One hopper to shortstop. Fry is going to go to Mendoza at second base in time for the forced out, but that's it.
Nice job by Mendoza getting over to second base. That was a one hopper to Fry out there. And excellent job beating the runner to the bag by Mendoza.
Yeah, it was well hit by Coleman, but into the hole, kind of took him out of any double play chance. And here is Jeremiah Garza, flew out to left field his first time. And as we said, anything in a hit in the air today is going to be a bit of a circus. Pitch there, in for a strike, another throw down to first base here by Grayson Johnson, the sophomore catcher. And the
so
runner back in.
Jeremiah was a Garza.
What used to be a bullfrog, right?
Yes.
Now he's a Garza. All right, a lot of the youngsters will not get that reference, but
that's okay.
We're a bunch of old-timers here. Pitch is high, and it's a ball and no strikes.
They just need to learn their little three-dog night history.
That's right. Now, to be really old, I saw in San Diego when I was still living there. Boy, when was that? 92, I guess. Here's the pitch. That's up, hit down to shortstop. On a hop, picked up there by Fry. He'll go to first in time. The runner moves to second here.
Nice play again by Fry. Got the big hop coming off the grass and stayed with it. An excellent throw to first base.
I was talking about being in San Diego and going to a concert with the Beach Boys and Three Dog Night. I mean, Bruce, 20 years after their prime. So, I mean, that was back in 92, and they were oldies then. And, yes, they played Joy to the World. Here's the pitch, waved at and missed.
Have you ever been to Spain?
No. The closest I've been to Spain is Mexico. Yeah.
Only a few people get that, too. But
What has it been to Spain? That's got to be a song, too. I didn't even get that.
Okay, Clark.
Who's that?
That's Three Dog Night
as well. Is that Three Dog
Night
as well? The ink is one.
That's the theme.
And the ink is black, the ink is white. I know all those, but I didn't know that one. This one fouled away right here. No balls, two strikes. Bruce and I taking a little trip down memory lane there. Gage Davis. The freshman, 0-2 to him right here. Let's see what he can do. Yazagiri at the belt, comes back, and the 0-2 to Davis. Off speed, reaches out, hits a line drive right to the second baseman.
Right at Mendoza. Mendoza didn't have to move two steps for that one, Clark, just that line drive right at him.
Not a bit. Leadoff single by Toby Howell is stranded. No runs a hit. We'll go to the fourth here at DCA. 2-1, Wiggins in front here. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let me paint a picture for you. An ice-cold beer sitting in front of you, and your friend sharing laughs around the table at the Branding Iron and Pierce. The waitress comes back with a plate of the best barbecue in Northern Colorado. Life is good. This picture can become reality by simply going to the Branding Iron. Under new ownership, the Branding Iron is bringing great food, cold beer, and great times to the people of NoCo. With several entertainment nights and a delicious menu, it's time to check it out. The Branding Iron, the good times away.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fourth inning out here at Dayspring Christian, 2-1. Wiggins in front of the Eagles. Mendoza, Flores, Book, 6, 7, and 8 here. The first one fouled away. The next pitch taken for a ball here. So 1-1. Tyler Sugden has scattered five hits, given up a couple of runs here. He has struck out four in a ballgame, has not walked anybody. Pitch here, good off-speed pitch. Way out in front of it was Mendoza.
Nice job with that off-speed curveball that time.
One ball, two strikes. Sugden comes back, 1-2 pitch, again off speed, and Mendoza just reaches out and wastes it.
Well, Mendoza finished that bottom half of the inning with a nice catch on the line drive.
Now finish my thought. It just seems like in baseball, when somebody makes a really good play in the field, so many times they come in and lead it
absolutely
off. It's weird how that occurs.
That's just a baseballism.
Yep. Ball fouled back there by Mendoza. Ball and two strikes. Aaron Mendoza, Julio Flores, Jordan Book. For the Tigers, 0-1, a 2-1 lead here in the fourth. Sugden comes back, big off-speed pitch, and it stayed in. So two balls and two strikes now. Wiggins has had the leadoff hitter aboard twice in the first three innings. There's a roller foul up along the third baseline. A base hit by Fry to open the game, and then a base hit in the third inning by the nine-hole hitter Truett Freehoff. Two balls, two strikes. Sugden comes back. The senior's pitch off speed, fouled away again. Remains 2-2 right here. Need to get your car taken care of. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. That's where you go. Don Scott has built an empire, folks. 40 years out there in Fort Collins. Lance Pickett is your guy now in Fort Collins. He's running the shop out there for Don. And Dave Martin is in Loveland. So look him up. Give him a call today. Whether it's for maintenance or you got a repair, nobody better in the business. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Ball four to Mendoza. So, as I said, he hadn't walked anybody, so you know what's going to happen there, Bruce.
Well, with the 2-2 count, almost had him struck out. Just a nice low fastball, but umpire thought it was just down a little too much, and the next pitch is a ball and puts him on base.
So one on, nobody out. Third time in four innings now for the Wiggins Tigers to get the leadoff guy aboard. Here's a throw down to first on a ball. And Toby Howell said, I'm going to come try to get you behind the throw. And not in time at first, runner back. Flores struck out his first time. All right, Sugden at the belt, looks over at first base. Tyler comes to the dish. Breaking ball kind of hit in on the hands. And Flores just fights it off foul.
Another park that has a kind of a good chance of nailing a car on some foul balls
sure,
today.
Sure, absolutely.
So far, they've just found pavement.
One ball, one strike. Pitch here waved at and missed upstairs. Throw down to first is off the glove of first baseman Gage Davis, but just dribbles a couple feet away, so no harm, no foul there. That was strike three, wasn't it? It said 1-1 on the scoreboard, but that wasn't correct. So strikeout to Flores. Here's Jordan Book, one out, one on. That was a big strikeout. Off speed, inside corner, no, didn't get it.
Just broke a little late. Looked like that was going to come across the plate and just didn't make it.
1-0, Jordan Book flew to left field his first time. Pitch to the plate, and that's a ground ball wide of third base, up over the glove of Peyton Coleman, the freshman, and into left field for a base hit. So
nice effort by Peyton. Just couldn't quite get his glove on that.
Two on, one out here. Fourth inning for Wiggins. And Truett Freehoff, who got a base hit his first time, will come to the plate here for the Tigers. All right, Freehoff digs in here against Tyler Sugden. Another jam for Tyler. Traffic in the first, the third, and here again in the fourth. Throw back to the bag at second base and the runner back in. Sugden got him 1-2-3 in the second, a couple of strikeouts and a flyout. All right, the right-handed senior set to go again. First and second, one out, pitch to the plate. Ground ball to short. Can they turn two here? They're going to go to third. Not sure why the runner at second base wasn't moving. He was asleep at the wheel there. Sugden looked up, and I think that confused him for a second, Logan Van Eideking looked up, and the runner not going. I think he looked and thought, oh, what's going on? Do we have a chance for two? Instead, they go to third and get the force. Pitch to the plate here is in for a strike. Brody Fry's 2-for-2 in the ballgame, couple of base hits. Sugden at the belt, trying to get back to the dugout without giving up a run. Strike two. Beauty on the outside corner, 0-2. One walk, four strikeouts for Tyler so far in 3 2/3 innings. Senior at the belt wants a strike here. The pitch up and out. Ball and two strikes here. Wiggins a loser in the regional finals last year to Buena Vista. Sugden comes back. Pitch fouled away again. So he hangs in there. Ball and two strikes. Two outs, top of the fourth. 2-1 Wiggins over Day Spring Christian. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you right here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Sugden back, 1-2, hit into center field. Van Eydeking coming up, will play it on a bounce. It's over his head, a carom over his head. In comes one run, another guy behind him. That's Trufoff, who's going to try to score as well. This is a bad hop triple for Brody Fry, and it's 4-1 Wiggins.
Well, that bad hop triple kind of gets back to the conditions in northern Colorado this year.
Yeah.
Lack of water. On
yeah,
some
look
of these
at the
fields.
Field conditions.
I
yeah.
mean, they're trying to keep this field, these fields watered, but we've been to a few fields now, Clark, where that outfield grass is almost like cement.
Yeah, and the infield grass here, I was talking before Bruce got here. Here's the pitch. That's hit to left field. That could be trouble. Ryan Rollins going back, and this ball is fair or foul? It is fair, and he'll keep going. That's a double into the fence. Boy, down the line, we can't see into the corner right there, but a fair ball. And into second with a double here is Toribio Gomez, and it's 5-1 Wiggins now.
Comes Coach Welch with a little conference with his pitcher, Tyler Sugden. Infield gathering around him.
Yeah, so Mark Welch, who in his seventh year here in stint number two, 17 years, 18 years as a head coach with a school, 95-05, and then he comes back here. So that's a guy who's put a lot of time and effort and a lot of sacrifice into mentoring these fine young student-athletes out here at Day Spring Christian Academy. So 5-1 now for the Tigers, and not a big stellar effort for Tyler Sugden today, but as we're talking to Tate Smith about today, too. It's the life of a pitcher.
Yeah, life of a pitcher. You have to find out how to battle when you don't have your best stuff or when you don't catch some breaks.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's been a few balls in the air, obviously, that may have been caught on a non-windy day.
Pitch to the plate fouled away here. Grayson Johnson is 2-for-2, couple of base hits. So 8 hits for the Tigers now, with 2 outs here in the 4th inning. Pitch to the plate, waved at and missed right there.
Good off-speed pitch.
3 runs in the inning, 5-1 Wiggins in front here. Fastball there up in the zone, and so it's a ball and 2 strikes. Nothing more than a strike, and to get back to the dugout with Tyler Sugden like right here. Senior at the belt, comes back to the plate. 1-2, golf dead and missed, but he's going to get first base here because that scoops under the glove of Toby Howell. Howell pounding at his glove, saying, I should have blocked that one. It's a strikeout, but a runner down to first base on the pass ball.
Yeah, Toby knows he needs to get down just a little lower on that and prevent it from getting through that 5-hole.
Well, this is a tough one for Sugden because, Coach, you're right. There's been some hits, some balls hit in this inning that it's seeing eyes and bad hops and things like that. So,
and now you get a strikeout a pass ball, so the inning continues.
Pitch on the way, and that one's hit right back up the middle by Yazagiri. That's a base hit to help himself, and it's a 6-1 Wiggins advantage. Now they go to third, and the throw there's not in time. So 4 run inning here for the Wiggins Tigers. 6-1 ball game, and the 9th hitter in the inning, Ryder Bessler, is going to come to the plate.
We have a courtesy runner for Wiggins. Casey Miller is going to be running at second base.
Cason Miller, what is his? He is a
Cason Miller is a sophomore.
Boom. Pitch here hit on the ground down to second base. Van Attiking, long throw, going to go under the glove of the first baseman. That's an infield hit.
Just one of those another balls that not hit hard. Grass really slows it down and gives the hitter a chance to beat it out for an infield single.
Bessler gets an RBI, so 5 runs in the inning, 7-1 now, Wiggins. Sugden comes back, and it's popped up here to Aaron Mendoza, gets back out of play in foul grounds. Don't hit my car back there. It's a loner. That's why it would happen.
I didn't see your car when I pulled out.
That's why. Here's the 0-1. And now fake over at first, and the runner back in, dives back in. 10th hitter of the inning.
Don Scott taking care of you again.
Absolutely. Water pump out on my bug, so ready to go, though. Got a call today, ready to go pick up the 21-year-old bug. Here, that one's high and inside. Those are my good friends at AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Two outs here, top of the fourth inning, 7-1, Wiggins. Sugden at the belt. Comes back in the pitch here, inside corner for a strike. Julio Flores is out on deck here. Mendoza's 0 for 1, struck out, and then in this fourth inning, walk to lead things off. That ball hit him. So he's got a walk and a hit batter in the same inning.
Here's our man, Eric Sampson, giving us an early score over at Horizon with the Lampkins of Fort Collins and Horizons tied up 0-0 after two.
Two innings in, no score. Lampkins getting a home game today in Fort Collins. Sugden back, fastball fouled away again. This one, once more time, will get back out of play. So we were sailing along, and then Bruce sat down. We got the longest top of the fourth inning of all mankind.
It's my
right here.
Fault.
Look at you. 7-1 now for Wiggins here. Flores waits. Base is loaded for Wiggins, trying to add to it. Ground ball to first base. Going to be Gage Davis, the freshman, to the bag, and that will take care of it. But 5 runs, 5 Tiger hits in the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth here at Dayspring Christian Academy. 7-1, Wiggins in front. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Life is too short to wear boring clothes, so if your wardrobe needs a refresh, stop by Accessories with a Flair and Hair. Arriving daily are new spring and summer outfits, the matching jewelry, hats, and even zipper ties for the guy in your life. Perk up your spirits with a new hairstyle in our salon. Don't forget, we have Kentucky Derby hats for men and women, plus colorful fascinators, too. We have a passion for fashion, so look for that red awning at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4, downtown Greeley, and see what's new.
The Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon in Fort Collins is Northern Colorado's home for live music. FOCO's biggest music venue brings you live bands every Friday and Saturday night. The Sundance also offers country dance lessons, off-track horse and greyhound wagering, and features a mouth-watering menu that will have your taste buds dancing too. Northern Colorado's home for live music and good times is the Sundance Steakhouse and Saloon, 2716 East Mulberry in Fort Collins, 970-484-1600.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom of the fourth inning, 7-1, 5-run fourth inning for the Wiggins Tigers on a wind-blown baseball field out here at Dayspring Christian High School. It'll be 7-8-9, Levi Van Attiking, Kai Polk, and Ryan Rollins for DCA here to face the ace of the Tiger staff, Taryn Yazagiri.
Well, Yazagiri gets to throw a lot of games back-to-back because of the 17.
No kidding. If you're the ace of this team, you get to throw every
days.
Game. I wondered why he had 38 innings. He's throwing every dang game.
Gets to pitch a lot.
No balls and a strike here. Pitch on the way to the plate, and the 0-1 is a ground ball wide of third, and it's a fair ball down the left field line. Around first base is Van Attiking, and he's going to stay with a single there. They get it back in a hurry, so the sophomore, the elder of the Van Attikings, with a leadoff single here in the fourth inning. So one on, and Kai Polk, the right fielder, will step up to the plate here for Mark Welsh's team.
Polk, another one of those freshmen, getting a lot of time on the field this year.
As Geary comes to the plate, big off-speed pitch, and Polk nothing to do except flail at that one a little bit. It's 0-1. Boy, that was a slow breaking ball.
He'd like to have that swing back.
That is a fact. No balls and a strike here. Kai steps back in, and the pitch is low. Throw down to first, and the runner back in. Ryan Rollins, the left fielder, out on deck here for the Eagles, who need to rally a little bit. We're in the fourth, so there's still plenty of time. But down 7-1 here at home. Yazagiri, the junior at the belt, comes back, breaking ball, and this time it's popped up. Shallow left field, going out is Fry, looking up and makes the catch.
Fry doing a nice job adjusting to that wind. That wasn't a real high fly ball, kind of more of a pop-up, just in back of his shortstop position.
So one gone here in the fourth. Van Eideking still over at first, and Ryan Rollins, who was aboard on a fielder's choice his first time up, will step into the box. Bruce and I next Tuesday will be at Nelson Farm, Northridge. Jared Cronquist's team faces off against Brian Saya and the Roosevelt Rough Riders. 4 o'clock next Tuesday. Rollins swings through one, hits a no balls and a strike. Tyler Sugden waits out on deck here. Yazgiri at the belt, comes back to the plate, and the pitch is outside. Throw down to first, and the runner back in again. Two catchers love to throw down to first base. That's about the eighth toss from the combined catchers today down to first. One ball, one strike. One out here, bottom of the fourth inning. 7-1 Wiggins. As Geary at the belt comes back to the plate, and the pitch, that's roped to left field. Coming in is Bessler. Can he get there? To his knees and makes the catch.
Boy, nice play by Bessler. That was a rope to left field, and wind didn't play as much havoc because it was hit so hard and not real high.
So very good defensive play, like Coach said. Ryder Bessler's a senior out there and showed it. Two down here in the inning. Van Eideking, who had the leadoff single, still at first, and here's Tyler Sugden. Pitch to Sugden right there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Well, nothing Tyler would like better is to get a two-run rally going here, or a two-out rally, rather.
Or two run.
They take two runs right now.
He's got to go deep right now, Coach, if it's a two-runner, though. Here's the pitch, ground ball to short. Couple of hops up with a baseball. There is Fry. He'll go to first, and he one hops it past the first baseman. Down to third base here goes Van Eideking, and that's a second chance now because that should have been a 6-3 putout. E6, Sugden's aboard. He goes to second on the error. Van Eideking's to third. Second and third, two outs. And speaking of Van Eideking, here comes the freshman, Logan Van Eideking.
Well, Logan, take advantage of the mistake by the Tigers. And you have a chance for two runs on a base hit here.
Breaking ball out in front of it. On the front foot again, flails at it, and it's 0-1. Logan coming off a big day Tuesday. Got the win, his fourth of the year, 4-0 on the hill this year for the Eagles. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, and he got a couple of hits at the plate. Pitch to him here, fouled away, and it's quickly 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs here in the last of the fourth. 7-1 Tigers. Changes the game, Bruce, a bunch if he can get a base hit here.
Yes, it does.
At the belt, the check of the runners now. Yazgiri comes back off speed and way out in front of it again, and just poking it down the left field line, foul, is Logan Van Eideking, so he stays alive.
If Logan can just time that off-speed pitch up, he's right on the pitch. It's a matter of timing.
Toby Howell, 2-for-2. The senior's out on deck. Here's Yazgiri at the belt. Runners at second and third. Pitch to the plate. Breaking ball. Hit down to third. Foul outside the bag.
Just outside the bag.
So still no balls and two strikes. Logan 0 for 2, bounced to the second baseman his first time, struck out his second time. See if Yazgiri stays with the slow breaking ball. Here it comes. 0-2, fastball fouled away.
Good job getting a piece of that fastball to stay alive.
Eagles will have some running to do today to get a win here. They've won 8 out of their last 9. The only loss in that was a couple games back against Lions, a 4-2 decision. But they got their work cut out today, down 7-1 here to Wiggins. 0-2 from Yazgiri. Right there at the letters, struck him out looking. For the Eagles, no runs. They hit one left, two left. There was an error in the inning, too. Go to the fifth inning out here. Bruce and I come back in a moment. 7-1 Tigers. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is Sandy with Benchmark Medical Group in Windsor. Are you ready to lose some weight and feel better? We have been doing weight loss in Northern Colorado for almost 16 years, and you've heard a lot about our radio DJs, just like Brian Gary, that lost 140 pounds. We're really excited to tell you guys about our $99 a month membership program, which includes fitness and all of your nutritional weekly visits. We start everybody out with a comprehensive blood analysis. It's not like your regular physical. These tests are very specific to find markers inhibiting your ability to lose weight. Why is your metabolism slow? We look at how many carbs, fats, and proteins you should be eating to effectively lose weight, but most importantly, sustain the weight loss. If you're interested in finding out more about what we have to offer in Windsor, please go to our website, benchmarkmedicalgroup.com, and hit the contact us button, and we'll set you up with a consultation.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We head to the fifth inning out here at Dayspring Christian Academy. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce, having Benchmark Medical payoff for him. Man, you're looking good. You're looking like you're going to maybe get back to Sterling and use that extra year.
High school weight, I doubt it.
You got that extra year of eligibility out there. You got to go.
Don't we all get COVID years?
That's right. Swing and a miss. That's the way I understand it. One ball, one strike here for the Tigers in the fifth. Jordan Book, Truett Freehoff, and then back to the top of the order, Brody Fry. They've got a big lead here, though. Six-run lead for the Wiggins Tigers. Sugden dealt that one high. I think we're two balls and a strike, if I'm not mistaken. It is 2-1. Tyler just needs to throw strikes and get a quick inning here. Pitch waved at and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Sugden back. Off-speed pitch.
Really nice breaking pitch. Took something off that. Had the hitter way out in front.
So Book whiffs, one gone, and Truett Freehoff, who is 1-for-2. 7 of the 9 Tigers players have hits today. Only Mendoza and Flores without. Freehoff is 1-for-2, and the pitch to him is down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Freehoff has been aboard on a single and a fielder's choice, scored both times. Sugden set to go again. Tyler Deals came with what looked like maybe a slider of sorts. A little bit of break on it, but a little faster velocity up high for a ball. 2-0. Up and out. 3-0.
Three straight pitches just up in that zone a little too much.
One walk, one hit batter for Tyler in the game so far. Make it two walks now. That's four pitches and Freehoff's down to first. Brody Fry will come back to the plate here. Well, Fry so far in the first four innings, Bruce, is 3-for-3. Two singles and a triple in the ballgame, so Tyler needs to get this guy. Pitch here, off speed for a strike.
Often we see that best player at the shortstop position, and Wiggins is not an exception to that, is it?
Well, that's a fact. Here's the pitch to the plate. That's up in the zone. Yeah, we talk about rec, you know, your kids growing up playing rec ball, playing club ball at young ages. A shortstop and pitcher, that's where your stud goes, right? Usually. All right, one ball, one strike here to Brody Fry. Pitch to the plate. That's hit well. Left field. Going back is Ryan Rollins looking up, and this one is going to be off the fence into third, and now turning at the bag and scoring is Freehoff on a double by Brody Fry. He's 4-for-4 today, and he has three ribbies to go along with it in the leadoff spot.
He took that the opposite way, and that had a chance to get out. Drove that ball into the left center field gap, right up against the Eagles baseball sign.
So an 8-to-1 score here in the fifth.
I think we're probably going to see a pitching change here.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Coach Welch makes his way to the mound and extends the L arm for the ball, and here we are.
Yeah, so Sugden will go out, and I think he's going to play short. I'm not sure. We'll see. And we'll see who we're going to get on the hill. We'll do a pitching change right now. We'll step away for about 60 seconds. Come back in a moment. 8-to-1. Tigers in front this timeout, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
NoCo Now was awarded the best news talk show in 2020 by the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
City of Greeley Mayor John Gates.
We're kind of in Greeley, a microcosm of society right now. And the key to us is to getting those folks that are homeless services to pull them out of that homeless status.
Tanner Schwint provides a show that lets the listener decide what's right, what's wrong, and everything in between.
We're going to have those conversations. We're going to have people who don't agree with me. You're not going to agree with me every time, and that's okay. That's what this is all about.
You want a news show without all the politics and agendas? That's NoCo Now.
It is. Chris Vanderveen, director of reporting for 9 News.
It's irresponsible, in my mind, to sort of just put out stories without context. Give people information.
News, sports, and entertainment. You're getting all of that with NoCo Now.
How good is it that we can talk about sports like that? No politics in there, nothing like that. Just two dudes talking sports.
NoCo Now, weekdays 9 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you back here in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Pitching change at Dayspring Christian, 8-to-1, Wiggins in front. And you get Jeremiah Garza, a freshman, to come to the hill. Pitch to the plate is up in the zone. Now we'll take a look at Jeremiah Garza, 14 2/3 innings. 0-1 with an 8.59 ERA, so try to improve on that here today. There's a bluff back at second base. You have runners on, or runner on, I should say, at second in the 8-to-1 game. Pitch fouled away here. Well, not wanting to jinx the Eagles, if the Wiggins Tigers score three more times here, the Eagles will have to score in the bottom of the fifth, or we'd be done. Garza at the belt. It checks the runner at second. Deals. Pitch hit to second base. Going to be Van Eideking there. Throw it over to first in time for the out.
Nice play by Logan at the moving over from shortstop to the second base position. And that ball always has a way to find you when you know, just enter the game or change positions. And Logan was ready for that.
Didn't tell you Tyler Sugden moved from the mound to his usual place over at shortstop, too, when he's not pitching. Grayson Johnson comes to the plate now. Runner on at third and two outs here in the fifth. Garza set at the belt. Runner on at third base. Comes to the plate, and the pitch fouled away behind us. And it's no balls and a strike. Do not hit that red car, and it's out of play right there. Ball and a strike. Grayson Johnson in at the plate. Single in the first, single in the third. Struck out in the fourth, but got to first on the pass ball. That one missed. Two balls and a strike here.
I have experience, Clark, of a baseball through a sunroof.
Do you? That's very experience I don't have.
Yes.
I do have experience with a ball and a broken window. I'll tell you about it in a second. That's in for a strike. I was playing catch in California, visiting my parents. This was about 6 years ago. Me and my brother outside whipping the ball, and I threw it over his head right through the back window of the car in the neighborhood. That one swung on and missed right there. Bruce just laughing it away, saying, yep, I've been there, done that. One run in the inning. We head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's an 8-1 lead for Wiggins. See if the home team Eagles can come back here. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, bottom of the fifth inning. It's 8-1 now. The Wiggins Tigers, who are 6-6 on the year, lead the 10-4 Day Spring Christian Eagles right here. Toby Howell, Peyton Coleman, Jeremiah Garza for the Eagles here in the fifth inning. I think that if they're going to do anything, they probably got to go right now. All Wiggins needs is a couple of runs to force the Eagles' hand in the sixth inning.
Well, Toby Howell trying to get a rally started here in the bottom of the fifth.
All right, pitch to the plate. Yazagiri's pitch, slow ground ball to first base. Off the first baseman's glove, Freehoff. He'll go to the pitcher in time. That's a good recovery by Freehoff at first.
Well, one pitch, one out.
That's one of the toughest plays in baseball. One of the least practices plays, Bruce.
You can't simulate it.
Nope. First base having to pitch it to the pitcher coming over.
That many times, especially when it's off the with that backspin, that English.
Swung on and missed here. This is Peyton Coleman, 1-for-2, singled in the first, aboard on a fielder's choice in the third inning.
But in the major spring training, boy, you see the pitchers have to get off that mound and
yep.
cover that bag over and over and over. I can remember that drill playing.
Big breaking ball, beauty, in for a strike, and it's 0-2 now to Coleman. Coleman came in hitting .457, so swinging a hot bat. Next pitch to him off speed. Did he get it? No, outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. One out here, bottom of the fifth inning, 8-1 Wiggins. Yazgiri set to go. The junior right-hander kicks and deals now. And the 1-2 pitch is roped into left field for a base hit. Bessler knocks it down and gets it back in. So Peyton Coleman, second hit of the day. See if that starts a rally here for the Eagles.
Well hit ball by Peyton that time. Driving it over the third baseman's head.
One on, one out for the Eagles here in the fifth. Jeremiah Garza, who has taken over. Garza has on the hill for Sugden. See if he can help himself right here. 0-for-2 today, a flyout and a ground out. And this one, a looper to right field.
That
coming up
trouble.
In a hurry. This could drop. It will. Right in front of Book. Ball gets behind him for a second, having to wait at first base to see if it was caught. Was Coleman, so he'll stop at second.
Close play at second because that's a force play, but Coleman hustling down once he knew that ball was going to hit the grass.
So two on for the Eagles now, trying to get the rally going. That's what they need right here are base runners. And Gage Davis, the freshman first baseman, will come to the plate.
That was a fly ball too, Clark. You can't really go halfway
yeah.
because it's a short throw back to first if it's caught.
That's the toughest for a runner is that little popper behind the bag at second, and you got to wait to see if it's caught. Pitch here is outside to Davis, the ball and no strikes. Levi Van Ida King out on depth. Yazgiri at the belt, comes back to the plate, fastball up. Two balls, no strikes. Two strikeouts on the day, one walk, two Ks today for Taryn Yazgiri. Right-hander comes back in the pitch, ground ball back up the middle into center field. That's a base hit. Around third base here comes Peyton Coleman. The throw is offline to the plate, and he's in to score. Runners move up on the throw, and the Eagles are in business here. It's 8-2.
I like the aggressiveness of Coach Welch, too. Even though you're down 7, we need to get something going, and he did not hesitate sending Coleman around third base.
So one out, runners go to second and third here, 8-2 ball game, and Levi Van Ida King, the sophomore, will come to the plate here, and right now a meeting at the mound coming up here for the Boys in Orange from Wiggins. Thank you, folks, to one of our great sponsors. That's Mike Loeffler at Goosehead Insurance. He's our fourth inning stretch sponsor. Integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Loeffler, Goosehead Insurance. The Goosehead difference also means using their digital platform to receive auto and home quotes in less than 5 minutes. Call Mike Loeffler today with Goosehead Insurance at 970-449-0286. All right, what do we got? One out, bottom half of the fifth here. Runners on at second and third. A base hit here would make it an 8-4 game. Boy, that would change the direction of this game a bunch. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's fouled off against the screen. And Levi Van Eideking, no balls into strike here. All right, ready to come back here is Yezguri. Back to the plate and the pitch. That one fouled behind us.
That foul ball just in front of that red loner, Clark.
Yeah, just in front of it. Stay away from the red car. Here's the look and the pitch to the plate, and that one off the plate. And so no balls and two strikes here. I'm sorry, one ball and two strikes. If that's off the plate, there has to be at least one ball that goes to figure.
Yeah, a base hit here certainly changes the complexion of the game.
All right, back to the plate, the pitch, and that one's popped up. Straight up, it's going to be Yezguri, the pitcher, coming over. He'll make the play.
That's a big out for the Wigan Tigers.
Okay, so two outs here in the fifth inning. Runners at second and third. As Coach said, big out right there. Kai Polk will step to the plate.
The freshman trying to drive in the two runs at second and third.
Pitch on the way, popped up.
Right side. That could be trouble.
Right side, I got this. Right side. He will make the play. No, he drops it. Second baseman on the edge of the outfield grass. And, Bruce, that's going to get two runs home right there.
How about that? Wind somewhat playing a factor, and I think we're having a little trouble with the microphone here, but wind playing a little factor again on that high fly ball.
All right, here we go. Two outs here in the fifth. It's an 8-4 game now, so DCA back in it. Pitch missed right there. I need to be left-handed so I can hold the XLR plug here into the Comrex so that people can keep hearing you and I can keep track of the game out here.
Yeah, this
8-4.
You have a tough task on your hand
right
now.
All I need to be is juggling and a circus clown the rest of the way. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike.
Well, If Day Spring comes back to make a game of this, we're going to have to remember that play. Runners on second and third, just a high fly ball just over the first base bag. Unable for the Wiggins Tigers to catch it.
Pitch on the way here to Rollins. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second where nobody's there. Don't know what the shortstop was doing right there. All right, 1-2, two outs here in the fifth inning. 8-4 game, here's the pitch to the plate. Check swing, did he go around? He did, and that should do it. We're done there, so three runs in the inning, make it an 8-4 game. They cut the lead in half. We'll go to the sixth inning out here at DCA. 8-4, Tigers in front. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave,
Isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
With over 41 specialists providing care along six medical campuses along the Front Range, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is ready to get you moving like you used to. OCR has you covered from head to toe with the regional experts in orthopedic and spine care since 1969 and are celebrating over 5 years as Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. If you're ready to start your journey to recovery with the specialists in the medicine of motion, schedule an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the sixth inning out here at DCA. 8-4, Tigers in front in this one. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Well, I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but I think I've got the mic at least figured out for now. We'll see.
Well, we'll find out, but...
I can hear you now.
Go back to that last inning and... The wind playing havoc with fly balls, which it's done throughout the game, to get the Day Spring Eagles back into this game.
Ground ball to shortstop here. Sugden going to come up throwing, and oh, no. This is going to be an E3. Gage Davis is going to get the error at first here. Just dropped it. It was a low throw, but you got to come up with that.
Yeah, the freshman needs to glove that one. There's nothing else you can say. That was a good throw by Sugden from shortstop position.
Boy, when you're down in a game by four runs, what don't you need? Free runners. That's what Wiggins gets here to lead off the sixth inning. Ryder Bessler's 1-for-3, steps in now, the right-hand hitting left fielder. Garza deals, ground ball right side, over to pick it up, but it's through into right field for a base hit.
And it gets by the right fielder.
Boy, oh boy, that's another error for the Eagles here. Everybody moves up to second and third, and here comes Wiggins again.
Right now, two batters, two errors, and we have runners on second and third for the Wiggins Tigers to possibly extend this lead again.
So Aaron Mendoza will step up now. He's 0-for-1, but he has walked and been hit by a pitch. Swing and a miss here.
Mendoza was trying to get the Tigers' first home run on that swing, Clark.
He sure was. Day Spring looking for their first of the year as well, but... Pitch comes back to Mendoza down low, and it's a ball and a strike here. All right, back to the dish. Waved at and missed. Good fastball by Garza. So a ball and two strikes.
Garza for a freshman, nice job of that high zone strike on his fastball.
Jeremiah comes back. Did he get that one? No, just a tad low that time.
It's a good pitch. Really too good a pitch to take if you're the hitter, but Mendoza took it and got the call.
Works quickly, comes back. Little pop fly and foul grounds giving chase. The only guy that could really have time to get there is Jeremiah Garza, the pitcher, and ran out of real estate. So it drops untouched in foul grounds. It's still two balls and two strikes. Big batter in the game right now. Four-run game, but Wiggins second and third, and the pitch hit right back up the middle, base hit. In to score is the lead runner. Bessler's around third. He'll score, and you're right back to a 10-4 advantage. So a couple of ribbies for Mendoza there. 10-4 ball game. Six-run lead now. And Julio Flores will step to the plate, the DH for the Tigers. And that pitch is in for a strike. So just when the Eagles kind of work their way back into the ballgame, three runs for him in the bottom of the fifth inning, it's Flores, rather Mendoza, who drives in a couple right there. Pitch here fouled away, right side out of play. So quickly, no balls, two strikes here to Julio Flores. He struck out twice already and grounded to first. So Julio not having a great day at the plate. Garza would love to have him keep that up right here.
Well, they need to keep the Tigers in check. They're, looking at that six-run deficit.
Swing and a miss at the plate there, by the way. Struck him out, then a throw down to first. And the runner back in.
We may have the record today for throws from catcher to first baseman.
I believe that's 9 already. Jordan Book steps up now, 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Pitch to him missed. It's a ball and no strikes here. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Don't forget, when we're done here today, it's the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and the Journey Homes play of the game. All that coming up for you when we are done today. That one got to I think he got a strike and fouled it off. Thank you to Soar. When we talk about speed on the bases, it's Soar. Check them out on Facebook, SoarAthlete.com. Also, you can go there. They've got their summer program coming up, 8 to 10 weeks of training. Starts May 30th. Check that out, like I said, at SoarAthlete.com or Soar on Facebook. S-O-A-R stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, and that's a strike 2 right there, 3-2.
Soar, what a great way for to start your off season.
Boy, no doubt.
May 30th, right at the end of the school year.
Pitched to Jordan Book, and he struck him out looking. So 2 down. Garza gives up the couple of runs there. Now he comes back with big strikeouts. And Truett Freehoff will come to the plate here. 9-hole hitter.
Both those runs unearned, Clark, as well.
All right, set to go here is Garza comes to the plate. Ripped foul. Kind of cued that one, actually. Thought he hit it harder when it first came off the bat, but it squirts foul down the first base side. And it's no balls and a strike here. 2 outs, top of the 6th inning. 2 runs in the inning, 10-4, Wiggins in front of DCA. Garza back. Did he get the call there? No, below the knees. 1-1.
And this wind's starting to whip a little more intensely, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't know. I want to know what I think about it. Driven to right field on the run here to the foul line, and it's going to drop in fair grounds in front of Kai Polk, and the runners will go to first and third. So 2 on, 2 out here for the Tigers in a 10-4 game. And you go back to the top of the order now in Brody Fry.
Well, they've not been able to get Fry yet today.
Fry is a home run away from hitting for the cycle. Pitch to him. Swinging a drive. Center field going back on this one. Looking up. It's over the head of the center fielder, Levi Van Eideking. 1 run is in. 2 runs are in. Fry's headed for third for his second triple of the game.
I was kind of hoping they'd send him, Clark. They held him up at third, give him a chance for the cycle.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could call it a inside-the-park home run if he can beat the throw, yeah. Didn't think about that, but, yeah, 2 triples, a double, 2 singles, 5 RBIs. The kid's having a lousy day at the office. Holy cow, what
Anna's
a day.
Made some really good plays from his shortstop.
He sure
position.
Has. Yep. Our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, right now he is the leader in the clubhouse. Toribio Gomez at the plate now in a 12-4 game. That one waved at and missed. Toribio was all out of sorts. Looked like he was tap dancing when he swung at that one. No balls, 2 strikes. Garza trying to get back to the dugout. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Well, that'll do it for the Tigers, but they do played, 1, 2, 3, 4 runs? 12-4 advantage as we go to the bottom of the 6th inning. The Tigers in front of the Eagles, this time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
PDC Energy is much more than an oil and gas company. They strive to efficiently and safely produce energy while respecting the environment. In fact, their operating plan and commitment to safety stem from their strong core values: integrity, respect, teamwork, stakeholder focus, and performance driven. At PDC Energy, it's their highest priority to protect, respect, and minimize their impacts on the environment. It's an integral part of their commitment to the communities where they live and work. PDC Energy, where community matters.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we're happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, bottom half of the sixth inning. It is 12-4, Wiggins over Dayspring Christian. Six outs left for the Eagles to try to make a big-time comeback today here on a Thursday in Greeley. Top of the order, Tyler Sugden, Logan Van Attiking, and Toby Howell for Mark Welsh's club. I take that back. All right, who's jumping in here? Jack Heppner? Is that who I see, Bruce?
Yes, Jack Heppner. Pitcher. Junior outfielder.
So that's all for Tyler today. Maybe he'll come back. How these rules work in high school baseball, sometimes they're new, and I don't know. But Heppner at the plate here. Pitch to him, and that's bounced up there. So it's a ball and a strike. Yasgiri comes back and the pitch is up in the zone. So 2-1. If you're Yasgiri here, you just want to throw strikes.
Well, you want to throw strikes to keep your pitch count down.
Keep guys off the base. Don't walk people.
There's been a lot of pitches thrown today, so he's got to be getting near that automatic come out after 110.
And that one's way up and out of the zone. Maybe getting tired here. Three balls into strike. Logan Van Attiking is out on deck here for the Eagles, trailing 12-4 in a ballgame. Yasgiri comes back way out of the zone. Three straight pitches, not within a country mile of home plate. So runner down to first base and Heppner. And Van Attiking will come to the plate looking over. And well, their coach, Gabe Gonzalez, in his first year, not really making any kind of a move at the end of the dugout here yet. As Gary's set to go again, comes back. That one missed. Four straight balls. It's 1-0. There's no chance in the world that Heppner's going, I don't think. Down by 8 in this game, you need everything you can get. One doesn't matter right now. Big breaking ball floats in for a strike.
If we had the radar gun on that one, Clark, I'm not sure to have made the 60s.
It looked like that. That would look like the old Bugs Bunny pitch. Now, I'm a Bugs Bunny fan. There's one cartoon where he strikes out one guy in one pitch. Pitch ground ball to third base here under the glove of the third baseman in the left field for a base hit. Carrasco's the freshman, thought he had it, but it snuck under the glove, so put Van Attiking on. Two on, nobody out here in the sixth inning for Dayspring, trying to rally, and here comes Toby Howell.
Yeah, Carrasco actually came up, acted as if he was throwing, thinking he had the ball.
So good guy to come to the plate right now in Toby Howell. 18 runs batted in for Howell this year. That puts him second on the club. Meeting at the mound, but there's no action in the bullpen unless this pitcher would be coming straight from the field. Don't feel like they're going to make a move right here, so we'll stick around on this. Thank you to Alliance Irrigation, our booth sponsor. Proudly support high school athletics in northern Colorado, located in Kersey. Alliance Irrigation will help you with all your irrigation needs. Also, our defensive gym sponsor, that is our good folks from Steamway Floor to Ceiling right there on 8th Avenue. Look them up at steamwayftc.com. Here's the pitch. Off speed, that's inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes here.
Well, Toby hoping to make better contact. Kind of dribbled one down to first base last time.
at the belt to look back at second base. Runners on at first and second to the plate. There's another dribbler. This is going to be an infield base hit. Shortstop's going to pick it up. No throw. Well, he gets his third hit, but he hit that, as the coach said, a little dribbler. It'll work. Base is loaded.
They're all line drives in the box score.
Base is loaded. Nobody out. DCA here in the sixth inning. Peyton Coleman's going to come up. He's got two hits in the ballgame.
He's going to look at those three hits and say, yeah, line drives every one of them.
That's right. Well, the first two were shots.
They were.
The double in the first inning and the single in the third. Here's the pitch off speed, and that's up. One ball, no strikes, and nowhere to put the hitter here.
Well, once again, we're at 12-4, but a big blast here puts the Eagles right back in contention.
Yes, Geary comes back, and the 1-0 swung on and missed. Coleman swings through it, and it's a ball and a strike here. Single in the first, single in the fifth for Peyton today. Aboard on a fielder's choice in the third. Yes, Geary back 1-1 right down Main Street, 1-2.
Nice job of coming up high, then down at the knees on the next pitch.
Eagles will play Saturday at Rocky Mountain Lutheran. That's a 1 p.m. game on the road. Back to the plate, and the pitch popped up. Right side foul out of play, actually behind us now. That one seemed to escape a car as well. So a ball, two strikes here. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth inning. Dayspring with the bases loaded, but they trail by eight. As Geary at the belt comes back to the plate and the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. So one gone. Big strikeout for Yezgiri there. It'll bring up Jeremiah Garza. The pit was second baseman. Now he's on the hill. Boy, the Eagles cannot let this one get away. They've got to cash some runs in here if they hope to come back in this one. Pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Garza in front of it. No balls, one strike. Right-hander at the belt. Checks out all the Eagles sitting all over every base. And that pitch on the, boy, I don't know about that. That looked up to me, and it's two strikes.
That was over the letters for sure. Garza's not that tall either.
No balls, two strikes. Garza trying to keep this rally going here. Yes, Geary deals, and that one's down low. So 1-2 here. One out, bottom of the sixth inning, 12-4 Wiggins. Wiggins, who hasn't played in the last 9 days, on the field here today, and that's strike three looking. Big strikeout.
High curveball just broke down into the top part of the zone.
So two out, bases loaded here. Eagles trying not to let this one get away, and the freshman Gage Davis will come to the plate here. Gage from the left side here. Yezgiri trying to, after loading the bases, get out of the jam. Here's the pitch. He reaches out and pokes it foul down the left field line. So no balls and a strike here to Davis. Gage has flied out, lined out, and singled in the game, 1-for-3. The single in the fifth inning produced an RBI.
Yeah, Gage has done a good job of getting the bat on the ball today. As he did on that foul ball, he just needs to continue with that swing.
Pitch here down low in the dirt, so it's a ball and a strike here. RBI in the fifth inning. For Gage Davis was his 13th ribby of the year. He has Geary 1-1. Comes to Davis. Pitches pop foul again behind us, and it'll be a ball and two strikes now. So how about this? After a walk and two singles to load the bases with nobody out, Taryn Yezgiri is a strike away from getting back to the dugout unscathed. One ball, two strikes. See if what Gage Davis, the freshman, can do here. Yezgiri back, 1-2 off speed. Good job by Davis. Patience holding off that time. instead of digging at that outside curve.
Yeah, you could just see him track that pitch all the way and lean in a little bit, but nice job laying off that slow curveball.
Two balls, two strikes. Yes, Geary comes set at the belt. 2-2 to Davis. Fastball hit foul outside of third base again. So Gage hanging in there. Eight freshmen on this team. Five, Bruce, that started today.
Yeah, Gage with a, you know, protective swing, felling that off, hoping to get a pitch here to drive.
Tuesday we'll be back with you folks on Preps Radio. Be out at Nelson Farm. Jared Cronquist of the Northridge Grizzlies come calling on Brian Saez, Roosevelt Rough Riders. 4 p.m., J9 Agency's first pitch on Tuesday. All right, 2-2, two outs here, last of the sixth. Eight-run deficit for the Eagles, but Gage Davis can tear into that right here. 2-2 pitch, hit hard, but right at the second baseman, it hops up over his head. In comes one run. Here comes two runs. They're going to go to the plate anyway. He's safe. And it's a 12-6 game, and there's another bad hop base hit.
Boy, the ball was hit hard, but right at the second baseman, but took that 15-foot bounce once again when it hit that dirt.
All right, I am going to say it right now. I do not want to be playing infield on this infield. Just going to say it. There have been some hops today. All right, 12-6. Eagles have cut the lead to half of the 12. Pitch to the plate here, and it's Van Eideking popping it up in foul grounds. The first baseman drops it. Wow, you got to squeeze it. Truett Freehoff, the senior, is going to think about that one later if they come back here. That's a can of corn at first base.
Well, let's see if Levi can take advantage of that drop foul ball and continue the rally here for the Eagles.
The elder of the Van Eydekings, one for two today, a walk and a single. Levi waits here for the 0-1, swing and a miss way out in front of it. No balls, two strikes. Altfeed Mill postgame show is coming up. Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game and our Journey Homes play of the game. 0-2, big breaking ball stayed way up. The runner goes without any kind of a throw. So you have second and third right here. Base hit can get you within four. At the belt here is the pitcher, and that's drilled at third, but right there is Carrascos.
Hard hit ball by Levi. But as you said, Clark, right at the third baseman to end the inning.
Two runs, three hits for the Eagles. We head to the seventh and final inning. It's a 12-6 advantage for the Wiggins Tigers. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Allo Communications is looking for new team members to help us bring Greeley into the fiber future. We're building a brand new fiber optic network to deliver unmatched internet, TV, and phone services. But we're aiming to deliver more than just great fiber products. We build fiber to foster growth, support local organizations, and end the digital divide. If you're looking for more than just a paycheck, join a team with a mission. Go to allofiber.com/careers and apply online today.
For over 40 years, AMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Seventh inning, Grayson Johnson, Taryn Yazgiri. Ryder Bessler for the Wiggins Tigers as they own a six-run lead here. I think they made the pitch on the play, but Johnson had called time. umpire went for a walk, as they usually do when they call timeout. All right, here we go. Garza deals. Bounced it up there. One ball and no strikes. About an hour and 45 minutes from the first pitch to now.
Well, it's Garza's job to throw strikes and just keep the Tigers from scoring any more runs.
Pitch here, and that one's hit down the left field line. That's going to be Rollins into the corner where he's out of our view. And that ball is going to be fair and into the corner and into second base with a stand-up double here is Grayson Johnson.
Boy, that just got in the air and carried Clark right into the left field corner.
Yeah, easily can get 20 or 30 feet of carry out of the baseball right now just from side to side. We had a pop-up that was coming right to me earlier, and it ended up about 25 feet down the line. All right, Johnson at first. Sharon Yazgiri will come to the plate. Pitch here down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Need Garza just to throw strikes here. Runner away from the bag at second. That's Grayson Johnson out there. Actually, that's a courtesy runner for him. I don't have a number on it and can't see out there, so we'll leave it at that. It's a guy wearing an orange jersey. 12-6 ball game. Pitch to the plate, fouled away. So a ball and a strike here. J.R. Meyer is a freshman. He's the runner out at second base. All right, 1-1. Garza comes back. Pitch way up and out of the zone. Two balls and a strike here. 12-6 for the Wiggins Tigers.
Toby Hell's probably one of the taller catchers we've seen this year as well, Clark.
That is true, Bruce. He's a long drink of water. 16 hits for Wiggins today. Back up the middle, backhanded just to knock it down at the box, and that hurt him.
Yeah, that didn't go off the glove. That went off the forearm of Garza. You can tell he was in pain right away.
He just tried to block the ball, really didn't have a clue of how to get to it. With his backhand, with his back turned to home plate, caroms off his hand or his wrist or his forearm, and a little bit of pain right now. So it'll be first and third, nobody out. That's an infield single for Yazgiri, and their 17th hit today for the Tigers. Wow, that's an offensive attack.
And their ERA coming in today on their pitching staff was over 10.
That's right. They need to be over 10. They need to have 17 hits if it's over 10. That's right. 12 hits for DCA. 29 hits in the ballgame today. 18 runs and 29 hits. Welcome to a windy day of baseball. At the belt here is Garza. Deals the plate. The pitch is hit down the left field, and that could be all kinds of trouble. Coming over, and it's a fair ball into the corner again. It'll disappear out of our side. One run is in, and the runners will move to second and third, and it's 13-6 now. Wiggins just getting insurance runs here. So runners move to second and third. It'll be Mendoza to the plate. 13-6 now. Mendoza 1-for-2 in the ballgame. Walked, hit by a pitch, singled and struck out. Garza deals 1-2, almost hit him inside. And it's a ball and no strikes.
Well, being down 7, I know Coach Welsh would like Garza to be able to finish this game and not bring any other pitchers in.
Yeah, that's for sure. High strike swung through and missed by Mendoza. It's 1-1. Yeah, even Bruce, you're right. Even if you're going to get the L, just don't want to use up any more arms. Pitch to the plate, and it's down low.
Yeah, the Eagles don't have another 7 days between games.
No. One game in 17 days. That floors me. Next pitch is popped up behind us. That's going to get out of play here. Falls about 6 feet from Bruce and I. And it's two balls and two strikes now. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh inning. A double, a single for a Wiggins team that was already ahead by 6 runs coming into the inning. Garza is set to go, comes back to the dish, and that one's in for a strike, and he struck him out. Good pitch.
Nice pitch by the freshman caught Mendoza looking.
So one out here in the seventh, runners at second and third, and Julio Flores will come to the dish. If you're an Eagle fan wondering where they are, they're 8-9-1 in the ninth inning, and that one hit him? Yep. Well, that'll load him up just like that. One out, bases loaded.
Yeah. Chance for a double play any direction right now.
Jordan Book will come to the plate. He struck out his last two times. Singled in the fourth inning. Flied out back in the second, so make him 1-for-4 today. Or do they have a hitter here? Let's see.
Number 10.
Yeah, they're going to go with a hitter here. So for Wiggins, and we don't have a 10 on the roster.
We don't have a 10 on this roster, so he can't be batting.
I think that is Barry Bonds who comes up to the plate right now. 13-6 game. Is that Bonds or is that Ken Griffey Jr.? 13-6, seventh inning. Wiggins batting. Here's the pitch to Mr. Wiggins. It's down low for a ball and no strikes.
Well, number 10, it's not Tony Kubek because he hit
it's
from the left
and
side.
And it's not Kurt Gowdy because he's probably fishing if he's still with us. This one swung on and missed right there. Kurt Gowdy was a great announcer. I loved it when he would just start talking about fishing and you'd hear three pitches go by and none of them were called. Pitch to the plate, fastball right there for a strike.
Well, my brother just texted a little bit ago, and he thought he was listening to Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese
well,
on the call. So that's going back a little ways.
That's right. That pitch in for a strike. He struck him out, and that'll do it for the Tigers. They pick up, well, we're not done yet. Hold on, that's two outs, Clark.
Yep, they're still going to get three outs this inning.
They, you know, no matter how far you're ahead, they still get give you three, right, Bruce? How bad I wanted to get to the bottom of the seventh. They, yep, we'll keep going here. Truett free off. We'll come back to the plate. Two outs now. Bases are jammed here full of Tigers, and they already lead by touchdown. That pitch is in for a strike. Wiggins trying to get their seventh win of the year here to go to 7-6 on the season. Dayspring is 10-4. That one's in for strike two. Guards are working it. They're just down by seven. Garza back, swung on and missed, and that'll do it.
Nice job by the freshman coming in, and you know, he's given up some hits and a few runs, but a lot of unearned. Hasn't had a lot of defense played behind him today.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, 13-6. Wiggins over Dayspring Christian. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, let's see what kind of magic is in the bats of the Eagles here. Bottom of the seventh inning. They're down by a touchdown, 13-6 in the ballgame. Kai Polk, Ryan Rollins, and then back to the top of the order. But that, I think it's Heppner, unless they can get back. Yeah, it is Heppner who's going to be hitting third here. Tyler Sugden's done for the day. All right, let's get this rocking and rolling here. 13-6 ball game. Don't forget when we're done, it's the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, the Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game, and then your Journey Homes play of the game. All that coming up next. Looking the pitch, and that's in for a strike. Taryn Yazgiri trying to go to 4-0. And they just said, Taryn, here's the ball. Go complete the game. Kai Polk waits at the plate. Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. Strike two.
Taren has had that slow curveball going all day long, Clark.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Kai Polk looks like he's not near it, so I'm coming back with it right here if that's the case. Big curveball again, swing and a miss. Down he goes. That is one down, two outs away here.
And I bet we're at 110.
And there comes the, here you go. Bruce Dick is going to talk right now for the next four minutes without stopping about the fact that if you start a game in high school baseball, you darn well ought to be able to finish it.
This is just
and
a
I don't disagree with you.
I'm all for pitch count.
He's two outs away, and he's in control of the game.
Two outs away, and if he
doesn't make any
if
sense.
That is the case where he's at 110, a starting pitcher should be able to finish the game if it's just a normal seven-inning game.
And a coach and a manager should know more about their kids than somebody sitting in an office at Chassa trying to figure it out. I mean, the well-being of the kids falls on the staff, not on somebody just making a unilateral rule. Start the game. No, it's a total pitches. Yeah, you can go 110, and then the next batter after that, you're done. So that's the situation here, and we've got a pitching change. We'll come back in a moment. Wrap this one up. Two outs left in this ball game. We'll come back in a sec. It is this timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
He's no stranger to controversy.
Broncos are winning the AFC West. I'm saying it. There you go, Chiefs fans. You take away your premier weapon, take away a Tyreek Hill. I'm going all in. Write it down.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
You want to speed up the game. You say, all right, batters, once you're in the box, it's go time. If you back out, that's on you. If you're the one delaying the game, that should be on you.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
Has his baseball decision-making been the greatest as far as the X's and O's? No. They've been very, 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 very bad. But from a business standpoint, he's a genius. Hopefully, getting people around him that can make better baseball decisions will help.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
And I still have that crazy take that nobody likes, that Joker's coming for the throne. He's going to take it from John Elway. When he won the Super Bowls, how many Hall of Famers was he playing with? How many Hall of Famers has the Joker played with?
The whole show, weekdays at noon, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, Toribio Gomez checks into the onto the hill here for the Tigers. He'll get two outs. He's not going to get a save. He's just going to get a pat on the backside after this one. 13-6, Tigers in front here, and the pitch count gets to Taren Yazgiri. But unless the Eagles were to perform some David Blaine magic out here, they're going to or Yazgiri's going to get his fourth win of the year. All right, Ryan Rollins, the left fielder, checks into the box right now. Pitch on the way, and that ball's up by Gomez here. One ball and no strikes.
What this pitch count has done, too, Clark, is when guys have an 0-2 count on, you don't see him try to get a kid to fish for a bad pitch anymore because you don't want to waste a pitch.
True. Take strategy out of the game. Outside corner for a strike there, 1-1 here to Rollins. Ryan Rollins, 0-for-3 today. Hit a drive to left field that the left fielder made a terrific play on, though. Fouled back against the screen right there. So you're a ball and two strikes, and the Eagles are basically down to their final four strikes of the ballgame here.
Toribio has a nice delivery, throws pretty well coming in this situation.
Gomez out of the windup again, comes back with the 1-2 pitch, and he bounced it up there. Two balls and two strikes. Heppner is out on deck here. Jack Heppner, who is the junior. And that pitch waved at and missed, and we're down to our final Dayspring Christian batter, and it will be Jack Heppner. So 13-6 ball game. Looks like the Tigers are going to drop their fifth of the year. I take that back. The Eagles drop their fifth of the year. Looks like the Tigers are going to win their seventh. Alt Feed Mill post game shows coming up in a sec here, folks. Hang on. Gomez set to go now, and Heppner trying to keep the heartbeat alive inside with a pitch. It's a ball and no strikes.
You know, when you're in this situation, Clark, you don't want to be that guy to make the last out.
Nope, that's a fact. I was good at that.
Anybody that's played baseball has been there. And you just want to extend it so you're not the guy making the last out.
That pitch in for a strike always used to hit me when I was on deck, too. And I'd be like, okay, if we're getting killed, I don't want to be that last out. I don't mind being a game decider and getting up there and hitting for it. But in this spot, yeah, I don't want to be the last out. Pitch there for a strike. So a ball and two strikes, and Toribio Gomez one strike away from coming in relief and getting a couple of outs. At the belt, comes back to the dish, swung on and missed, and that'll take care of business today. Strikes out the side between the two pitchers there, and the Wiggins Tigers walk off with a 13-6 win over the Dayspring Christian Eagles. We'll come back in a moment with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game and our Journey Homes Play of the Game. All that coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back here to Dayspring Christian High School. We get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Alt Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Their number to call, 970-834-2132. Micah, whisper in my ear. Are we doing two segments or one on the postgame? Didn't get that clear during the break. Thank you, sir. So this will be our only segment, a quick post-game show for you guys. Let's get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. Norfolk Iron and Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community, and this is an easy one to pick today. Brody Fry is the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. 5 for 5, 2 triples, 5 RBIs today. I mean, you could go to their pitcher, of course, Taryn Yazgiri, but guy goes 5 for 5, 2 triples and 5 ribbies, Bruce. That's a day.
And was the best defender on the field today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Brody Fry is your Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Play of the game, I'm going to go 2 of them today, and I'm going to stick right there. I'm going to go play of the game. The pitching, just the flat-out pitching today from Taryn Yazgiri. Picks up his 4th win for the most of the day in a wind-blown game where you'd expect a lot of runs. He kept the Eagles at bay today.
Yeah, he sure did. A lot of balls were, hit the grass because of the wind. And with their staff coming in with a high ERA, he really did a nice job from start to almost finish of the game, but had to come out with 1 out in the 7th inning because of the pitch count.
Our Journey Homes plays of the game, the pitching of Taryn Yazgiri. All right, Journey Homes, too, by the way, 10,000 homes along the Front Range, number one builder in Northern Colorado. Still have some spots in their subdivision here in West Greeley at Promontory. So go to journeyhomes.com for all that they do. All right, folks, let's see here. Final score today, of course, 13-6 in favor of the Wiggins Tigers. Dayspring brought to 10-5. It was a non-conference game, so it doesn't hamper their Mile High League record. Wiggins goes to 7-6 with the non-conference win here. Bruce, what do you got going tonight? What's the rest of your Thursday night
tonight,
look like?
Tonight's pretty open, Clark.
Right on.
Which is unusual. But
anytime you're not doing something, it's unusual. I'll just tell you that. So busiest man in Northern Colorado.
But I'll tell you what, I was impressed with Brody Fry today.
No doubt.
You know, there's a lot of good ball players in the region, and he's just one of those really good athletes that, you know, coaches put at the shortstop position. We saw it in a lot of teams that we cover, and he had an outstanding game.
Brody from that metropolis known as Wiggins. 13-6. That was the final score of our game today. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio for knocking this thing out of the park. Bruce and I are going to blow away now out of this Dayspring Christian Academy campus. And we thank you guys for listening along. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Clark and the Coach at 11 o'clock. Until then, final score here again was Wiggins 13, Dayspring Christian Academy 6. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.